crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morena, Amelia Discreet.
Hi.
How are you?
Ticking
along.
Feeling tickety-boo.
I'm glad to hear it.
Bing, bang, bong. It's the final word salad of the year.
I was about to ask, what is the vibe of today? But I think bing, bang, bong is pretty descriptive. What are we doing? Best words? Weirdest words?
So I thought I'd talk about word of the year stuff.
Oh, okay.
So a few outlets do word of the year. They're all dictionaries.
Nice. Rock and roll.
And I was extremely disappointed.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because all of the dictionaries chose extremely boring words, in my opinion.
Can we have a guess at what some of them might be?
I think you probably will be able to guess them pretty easily.
Can I guess one?
Yes.
Unprecedented.
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
They're even more boring than that.
Is it just like COVID, coronavirus?
Pandemic. And so,
why is that word of the year? Surely that's not the bad word of the year.
It's not even like a particularly interesting word because they all have like a little blurb about it. And it's like, pandemic, the pan means every all, and the demic is demos for people. So pandemic means all the people. And you're like, oh my God, stop.
So in previous years, have words been more interesting than this?
I mean, honestly, not that interesting, but it's like particularly dull. And so then they're like, oh, and our extra words, coronavirus, defund, Kraken. Kraken is at least interesting, but it's because of like a Canadian sports thing.
How do you pick a word?
I don't know what Merriam-Webster is about.
Is it the most used word, or is it
Collins used lockdown, so various things do it differently. Oxford usually does like their most like searched word or whatever.
Got you. Yeah,
but this year they were like, because everyone else has decided to be boring, we've decided to be extra boring. And instead of choosing a word of the year, we've made a detailed statistical analysis of word use. And I know this is something that I meant to find interesting, but they've done it in an extremely hard to read way with lots of bright colors.
That's not bad.
And it's only about very boring words. So I thought we could talk about actually good words from this year.
Yeah, I'm keen. Cool. I'm very keen.
So do either of you have words of the year?
Well, I've been trying to think about it, and my brain is like a big old, you know, bowl of porridge
at
this stage.
I have one word, but did it have to be a word I used frequently?
No.
So my word of the year is kickback.
Kickback?
Yeah.
Like, and in what context would you use kickback?
Like, let's just all kickback, you know?
Oh, not like a kickback.
No. Okay. Like, relax.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
So good words. You seem disappointed.
Well, I thought you meant like a kickback. It's like a okay.
Well, it's got multiple meanings, so that's also beneficial. Did you have a word?
I haven't thought of one. No, my porridge brain has not quite reached that stage yet.
What about porridge?
Okay. So my test. So I think my word of the year possibly is simp.
Simp. Yeah, that's had a moment, eh?
Yeah, so I mean, so initially it comes up in like hip-hop R&B slang in like the late 80s, early 90s. I'm pretty sure it comes from simpering, but okay. I'm not 100% sure. And it basically is like usually a man who's like extremely obsequious. And it's like, oh no, let me get that for you. Oh no, but I love them. And it really blew up this year. Everyone was calling everyone a simp.
That's a good word.
Heckers is a word that really blew up this year.
I was going to say, that's probably my word of the year because I use it all the bloody time.
Yep. WAP, can't talk about that, but I think it was a pretty solid year for WAP.
It's a huge year for WAP.
Huge year for WAP.
Quarantini's
out of all of the lockdown words, quarantini.
I thought bucket and mop would have been more popular.
That's not a word. That's
two words.
Several words.
Three words. Bucket, mop. Bucket, comma, mop.
I asked some people, and apparently in England, everyone's saying Jobsworth, which I really like.
Jobsworth. So hang on, what context would you use Jobsworth?
So a Jobsworth is somebody who is like a bit of a dick about their stupid job. They love their job. They care more about like the petty rules and things rather than people.
That feels like a bit of a Brexit vibe.
So you're like, oh... yeah, I went to this party and there was this like total Jobsworth there. Ah. And he kept saying, put your nangs in this metal disposal unit.
nangs on that list.
I also really appreciated that BTS stan was a thing that we had to all learn about this year.
Oh, that was a really significantly enjoyable moment of 2020. Just to anybody who missed the context of BTS stan having a mainstream second, it was when they basically trolled Trump and bought all the tickets to his rally.
They did a lot of trolling this year, the BTS stans, and I think
BTS,
I
mean, is a K-pop group for anybody wondering.
And a stan comes from the Eminem song stan. It means that you're like a lifelong dedicated fan to the extent that you would kill your wife over it.
We've had a text to entry.
Yes.
The words sourdough and the words starter.
Sourdough, 100%. Sourdough is on my list.
And also we've had a text in saying they vote for bucket and mop.
Thank you.
Not a word.
Two words, three words. Well, I
would like to say I don't support sourdough starter, but that's just because I tried to make sourdough starter over lockdown, forgot about it, found it 3 months later, covered in black mold in my...
Disgusting.
It's a living thing.
Yeah. You can't just leave it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, don't get a pet.
I'm shocked. I think my least favorite word of the year was copium.
Copium?
If you're a Twitter person, you'll have seen people using the word copium. It's... what you use to describe someone's way of like coping with something, and it was specifically used by people who were gloating over distraught Trump fans, which is fine. I have no problem with you gloating. I just find the word copium really obnoxious.
Yeah.
So someone would post a thing being like, but these states got this many votes, and actually, if you count the percentage of this against this, it was actually a major victory for conservatism, and it would get retweeted with, this is, major amounts of copium. This is illegal amounts of copium.
Oh, I see.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, a bit of an annoying word, eh?
I find that really annoying, but I think my overall...
Do we need a desk drum roll for this
one? It's not bucket and mop, because that's several words.
Should we desk drum roll this?
You
I feel like
just
we could.
Bucket or just mop.
Poggers.
Okay, what is poggers? I have not even heard
Slash pogchamp.
What is a pogchamp?
So
am I just saying rude words without my knowledge here? What is this?
I may have immediately crossed over into being an elderly person trying to explain young people things to people. And I did for this look up some lists of like 20 slang words you need to know about. However, they were all just, they were essentially all like, your children are using drag slang. It was like, yas, my wig is snatched, queen.
Oh, nice.
And it was like explaining these to older people who I guess have never heard such things, have never been exposed to get the gay culture. It was extremely worrying to me. One of them was big yikes, appeared on three separate lists of slang that needed to be explained.
I feel like big yikes is pretty self-explanatory, isn't
However, poggers did not land on any of those lists, and I think it's too underground.
Yeah, okay, I definitely need it explained. What is poggers?
So, pogchamp is an emote in Twitch that's popular with in League of Legends.
Okay, we're going to need to break this down even further. Twitch streaming platform.
Twitch is a platform where you stream games.
Got you.
And emote is like, it's like an emoji, but because it's like real time, it's like a little kind of GIF that pops up.
Oh, cool.
And so PogChamp is like an emote that you use when you're excited. And it originally is from like a commentary, and they're talking about, because a PogChamp is this like online chess tournament. And basically now poggers and pogchamp is like...
I'm so stoked.
Is like stoked. Nice.
I like poggers. That's awesome.
Probably don't start using it yet. It's really only in like deep gaming internet and has hit trans Twitter.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But
good
I
crossover
think,
episode.
I think poggers is going to really take off.
Oh, nice. That's your prediction for 2021?
That's my prediction for 2021 is that the seed of pogchamp is here. Oh, also... I apparently, because I was asking people what their favorite words are, my friend who's been living in Germany, just this is a twist on the lockdown words, because in Germany they just say them all in English.
Oh,
and so they'll be like, ich mache seit Wochen home office.
That's
apparently
so bizarre.
He loves home office because German people say it all the time in English in the middle of sentences.
That is a good one. Shout outs to
Would
home office.
WFH be a word? Because that people use it. Work from home. WFH.
I've
that's
never
been a
heard
popular...
anyone use that.
What? We've used that in our staff chat, definitely.
I just
You just WFH.
I just skipped
that's
over it.
That's been a big word.
Unmute was one that I saw a lot of people talking about.
Oh.
Unmute and defund.
Defund, I like. Defund, when you read out the list from the boring lists that the official dictionaries have decided are good words, defund is the one I was like, yeah, respect to that one.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I didn't want to linger too long on it because it would go against my point of how they were boring, but I didn't think defund
was pretty righteous.
Defund is a pretty good one. That's my word of the year. It's interesting to think about, especially because I think so many people's timelines of 2020 are so broken and fractured.
Yeah.
Because of, as the French would say, le confinement.
Le confinement.
Oh, that's quite romantic.
The confinement.
Yeah, but the way, you know,
isn't that also an ye olde
is...
time of saying someone is pregnant? Wasn't that like in Jane Austen era? They'd be like, ah, she's in her confinement now.
Oh.
This is revealing my lockdown reading to the audience. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to 2021 being the year of poggers.
The year we all simp for poggers.
We all simp for poggers in 2021. Thank you for all your words this year,
Stan
Amelia.
BTS.
Stan BTS. Stream Dua Lipa. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the internet now.
You're,
maybe not.
Oh, no.
I'm not cool. I'm not cool.
Finally, I'm cool. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.